أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته And welcome to the sixth day of the month of Ramadan. It's hard to believe that almost 1 week has passed since we began this blessed month. And as we say every year, and I'm sure that we felt every year, that the month of Ramadan begins, or it seems to begin, very slowly. And as the days and nights progress, we just seem to be losing so much time. The days seem to go by much quicker as the month progresses. The nights seem to be much shorter, which means that we have less and less time for worship, of not only quantitative worship, but qualitative worship. But nonetheless, we do the best that we can in these 30 days and nights and ask God to accept our actions and that He allows us to attain some of the benefits of this blessed month of Ramadan. Today in our discussion, we want to look at the topic of sometimes we are the problem when it comes to management and leadership. And so before we go to the verse of the Quran and have a listen and a read of the Arabic and the English, let us just reflect on this point for a few minutes, which is that many times we want to blame other people. We don't want to look into ourselves as individuals or as a family, as a community, as a society. We want to always pass the buck, blame other people, point the finger at others. This verse, as we will very shortly see, actually gives us a better understanding of life and of what a manager should be doing, what an administrator, what a leader should be doing. And that is to realize that sometimes they might be the problem. Maybe it is them that is actually causing stagnation within the office, within the institute, within the family, and ultimately even within a country. Rather than looking at people, we have to realize that when we point the finger at somebody, three fingers at least are pointing back at us. Without further ado, let's go to the verse that we want to reflect upon today in this blessed month of Ramadan. And we will then come back and review the historical significance of this verse, of when it was revealed, what was happening at the time of the early fledgling Muslim community, and also how this affects us and impacts us when we're trying to be the best manager, leader, administrator, mentor that we can possibly be. Allah says the following in His beautiful book, the Quran.
أَوَلَمَّا أَصَابَتْكُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَدْ أَصَبْتُمْ مِثْلَيْهَا قُلْتُمْ أَنَّا هَذَا قُلْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِكُمْ
How is it that when misfortune befell you, you said, Where has this come from? Say, this has come from your own selves. In chapter number 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 165, which we just listened to, we realize the fact that when Muslims have ever failed, when humanity really on whole has ever failed, they should not place the blame on God. They should not pass the buck and blame God or blame other people, blame other countries. Yes, other countries have a role to play because, especially in today's day and age, with the world being this global village, as they call it, one country can, they can impact many other countries in the world. And obviously with embargoes, with sanctions, with boycotts, that also further exasperates the situation of many countries on this earth. The verse that we're looking at today was revealed after the time of the Battle of Uhud. As we recall from that battle, the Muslims had the upper hand. They were actually promised by God that they would attain victory. As we know, the Muslims, they left the side of the Prophet. They went in search of wealth, in search of the spoils of war. And so the victory which they were promised, if they had actually stood side by side with one another and respected the command of the Messenger of God, that victory was lost. The Muslims came, they saw that many of their friends, the companions of the Prophet, had been killed, had been butchered, had been massacred in this battle. And they began to ask themselves, and they began to ask the Messenger of God, why did this happen? Why did the non-believers have the upper hand on us? We were guaranteed victory, right? We're Muslims after all, right? We're on the right path. How can we lose? How is that possible with God behind us and with you as our leader? They're asking the Messenger of God. And this verse, which the Prophet was told to convey to those early Muslims, gives us the clear indication of why the Muslims in the past suffered defeat, suffered losses, suffered the death of members of the community, and also shows us today, and that is that this is all in our hands. And that's why we have the theme for today, that sometimes we ourselves are the problem. You look at this now outside of the historical narrative in our own lives. If a nonprofit organization is not raising the amount of donations that they used to get in previous years, can you just say it's donor fatigue? There are so many projects available, there's not enough money to go around. Well, yes, that might be one of the rationale, one of the reasons. But it's also an easy cop-out, because yes, there are tens of hundreds of projects out there in the world today. There are people building centers, there are people engaged in book publishing, there are people engaged in video productions, there are people engaged in feeding the homeless, digging water wells, you know, providing homes to the homeless people who are, you know, sleeping on the streets. But we have to realize that sometimes we are the problem, right? Just as in this example of the Battle of Uhud, the companions didn't listen to the messenger of God. You can't blame God for their problems. You can't say it's God's fault we lost the battle. If an organization, if a nonprofit charity, if a business, files for bankruptcy, you can't blame the market trends. I mean, you may put some of that blame on it, but ultimately, as a company, you have to be robust. You have to be willing to change with the times. You have to be able to listen to the consumers, to your customers, and deliver what they want and what they are looking for in their lives. Similarly, in the field of Islam, a nonprofit charity can't be stagnant and just say, well, we've done the same thing for the last 20 years and we've always raised funds, we'll do the same. No, we have to be dynamic. We have to, you know, explore other avenues of conveyance of the teachings of, maybe if we're doing humanitarian projects, maybe convey the details of what we're doing to the audience in a different way. There are always ways that we can improve our business life, our community life in terms of our religious communities, and obviously our own personal lives at home, right? A family that can't pay their mortgage, let's just say, because they have expenses and they're overdrawn on their loans from the bank, their lines of credit are maxed out, their credit cards are at the top limit, they've spent so much money. They can't blame God and say, God, why am I in this situation? No, they have to look at why they have spent more than they are taking in. And so we have to realize that sometimes we are the problems. When failures happen, let us not blame the other person. Let's not blame a country. Let's not blame, you know, all of the things we blame. Let's sit back, pause, reflect, think, maybe I am doing something wrong. And if we use this methodology in our leadership and managerial skills at home, in our mosques, in our businesses, and when we find that there are problems happening, let's not blame others. Let's look at ourselves and see what we're doing wrong. And if we take this approach of leadership, of, you know, questioning ourselves, then maybe we'll actually be able to progress and identify the problem, get to the root cause, do the root cause analysis, come up to what the problem may be, make the changes, and then move forward. And hopefully, God willing, that we will be able to identify the problems, change them, resolve them, and move forward in life. As we continue in this blessed month of Ramadan, we ask God to continue to give us the ability to fast, to pray, to worship, to read the Quran, to understand the Quran, to reflect on the Quran, to implement the Quran, and become the best of believers in this blessed month of Ramadan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.